there's a real dedication from your kids as far as getting in the weight room, getting in shape, getting ready for another football season. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely a disappointment. Our kids did the work last year to really believe that we had a chance to win the last game, and we didn't. It had a lot to do with our opponent, a very good Howard team. But just looking at things from our perspective, we weren't our best in the biggest game, and that's always going to end in disappointment. And our kids that are coming back this year, not only did they see the work that it took to get there, they understand the work that's involved, but they also, I think, remember the emotions that came after that game and the feeling of not getting our ultimate goal. And I think some of these kids, especially our older ones who were extremely close to that group of seniors last year, almost feel a sense of responsibility to not only keep the program at a high level, but also an extra chip on their shoulder trying to get this program a championship, something that we've never done.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Everybody across the state knows the name of Begeman. Everybody that you're going to play are going to focus their efforts at stopping Begeman. Tell me why that would be a mistake, because I see it as you guys have a multifaceted, very unique opportunity to throw the ball as well.
Oh, absolutely. We can. First of all, we can run the ball because we got guys up front that win. And when you, I mean, it's easy. I'll be honest, I get caught doing it. It's easy to watch someone of Brendan's talent watch the ball, and it's fun to see what he does. But if you challenge yourself to watch the line of scrimmage, you're going to see some guys that are extremely talented that are winning consistently one-on-one, and that allows him to do some things that he can do that not everybody else can do, you know, against the linebackers and defensive backs of our opponent. Our ability to run the ball is that's what we hang our hat on. However, you mentioned it, we got a quarterback with 2 years of experience, a kid that's closing in on 5,000 career passing yards, 75 touchdowns. So if and when we need to do that to win a game, there is no doubt in my mind that he'll be ready. The best thing I can say about our quarterback is the only stat he's concerned about is winning a football game. And I will say the same for Brendan, two kids that are extremely talented that probably could be a little bit selfish and focused on some of their individual stuff, but neither one of them prioritizes any individual goal more than they do the team goals. And they're both focused on doing what they can do to help this team make a playoff run.
You know, I haven't had a chance to see you guys live this year yet, but I have seen a lot of tape, and I'm impressed with your athleticism on the outside. I think you've got a couple of receivers that really get the scheme and find themselves open quite a bit. I think that if Lemon McIntosh or whoever you play in the playoffs is going to focus on Brendan, they're getting for a big mistake, because there's a lot of talent across the board.
Oh, absolutely. We are pretty heavy in the run game. I think that's what wins in South Dakota football, especially if the weather starts to turn. And however, throughout 8 games, we got 1,000 yards through the air. So it's not like it's non-existent. And you mentioned a few kids on the outside that can make plays. We've got 4 kids with 10 catches or more. Trevor Gill, Darian Barker, Brendan Begeman, and Cole Zabel can all catch the ball if needed. So it's something that we are capable of doing if and when the opportunity presents itself.
I think when you hear about all the offensive stats that you guys put up, a lot of people are going to start thinking, you know, well, there's no defense there. But you guys have shut out some pretty good teams and really shut down the run game, the passing game for some teams that are, you know, decent at doing both. So I think that your defense is underlooked, and I think it's one of those things that is really going to come out and shine throughout the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. You know that as you go further into the playoffs, the competition gets better. And if you look at some of our games last year, you know, we had to hold an opponent, a really good opponent, in DeSmet to 14 points to win a game. And so eventually, you know, offense is fun. Eventually your defense is going to have to show up and get some stops against a good team, because the level of competition is fairly even. Our defense has posted a couple shutouts this year, and overall have held some really good teams. An Ipswich team, we held them to 26. Timberlake team held them to 14. And some other teams that have scored, you know, in bunches have held them to a score or two. So we tell our kids all the time, let's not get in a situation where we just think we're going to outscore teams. And our defense, they take a lot of pride in what they're trying to do as well. And Coach Saylor has done a really good job with some new faces out there. We got four new guys on defense. And exciting thing for this group is there's still some room to grow throughout this postseason.
Well, one thing I do know about Harriet Selby area football is it's going to be an electric atmosphere. I think the fans are going to really get behind this team. And I know that no matter where they play it, Selby or Harriet, the home side of the fans is going to be completely packed. I know that there's going to be some great emotion, and I know that there's going to be a lot of support there. So, Coach, I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Good luck to you.
Hey, I always can find a couple minutes to talk football, Andy. Thanks for covering the game. Thanks for doing what you guys do to promote high school sports and the Wolverines. We're excited to get the postseason underway.
Thanks, Coach. Back in 2 minutes, this is KMLO.
It's game time, and Shorty's One Stop wishes the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that Wanda and the staff support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your game with hustle, and remember, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. Shorty's has your favorite candy bar, salty snacks, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours. We'll get you there. So save me a seat. And remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment that's proven for over a century. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile. Hay tools backed by a 2-year warranty. Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. And productive SSV skid steers. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get all of your Kubota products at Automotive Company of Isabel or Linsco Implement in Mobridge.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino, from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hey, welcome back here to the Jensen Rock and Sand Skybox, and I want to tell you who the officials are tonight. They are brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Let's hear from them right now. We'll come back. We'll meet the officials.
Attorney General Mark Vargo here, reminding you what your rights are when somebody knocks on your door to sell you something. Whether it's at your home or at your business, they're required to give you a 3-day right to cancel or give you a 100% money-back guarantee. With fall and winter fast approaching, our door-to-door salespeople are making a last-ditch effort to make their sales. If you've encountered this type of sale and have questions or concerns, please reach out to my Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
So tonight's officials, five of the best around, they are John Burchill, Mark Gagaby, also Greg Rizloff, Chad Gehrig, and Stephen Rounds. You know what? It is already time for starting lineups. Starting lineups brought to you by Campbell County Collision. We're going to hear from them right now. We'll come back. We'll meet tonight's starters right here on KMLO.
Campbell County Collision in Harriet is there to serve you. Owned and operated by Bob and Kim Shadwell, Campbell County Collision repairs and paints all makes and models of vehicles. They do windshield and glass replacement. They're even a frame and alignment center. And now they're an authorized Scorpion spray-on bedliner dealer. The next time you have an uh-oh with your vehicle, take it to the pros at Campbell County Collision in Harriet. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Stop by or call 437-2355.
Well, welcome back here. Jensen Rock and Sand Skybox. We are going to introduce the visitors on the scoreboard first, the Lemon Cowboys. Their defense from right defensive end across is number 80, Jordan Sozala, and he is a sophomore, 6'3", 178 pounds. Right tackle is Ethan Neal, a senior, 6'3", 260 pounds. Left tackle is number 11, Emmett Maher, a 6'2", 182-pound junior. At left defensive end is number 34, Blair Ham, a sophomore, 6'1", 188. A right linebacker tonight is number 26, Hiroshomi Pikoslama. I think that's how you say it. Junior, 5'10", 155. Middle linebacker tonight is number 9, Andrew Dirk, a senior, 5'11", 164 pounds. And left linebacker is number 3, Logan Dursk. He is a junior, 6'3", and 166 pounds. At safety is number 20, Arliss Yalowitzer. He is a sophomore, 6'1", 131 pounds. And left cornerback is going to be number 7, Wyatt Shell, a junior, 5'8", 135 pounds. Head coach, John Anderson. Assistant coach, Brady Ham, Dwayne Dowen, and Scott Clout. On the other side of the ball, the offensive unit for the Wolverines from Harriet Selby area. Number 12, Darius Barker, will be playing at one end, 6 foot, 153 pound junior. At left guard is number 80, Hunter Friend. He is a 6'4", 248 pound senior. At center is number 48, Caden Saylor, a 5'9", 200 pound sophomore. At right tackle is number 55, Nathan Schumacher, 6'1", 215 pounds and a junior. And at right end is number 14, Trevor Gill, 6'2", 178 pound junior. In the backfield, one of the backs is going to be number 3, Cole Zabel, a 5'9", 141 pound junior. At tailback is number 20, Brendan Begeman, 6'2", 208 pounds and a senior. At halfback is number 25, Mason Vetter, 5'9", 176 pounds and a junior. And at quarterback is number 5, Trey Hedick, 6'2", 195 pounds and a senior. And the coaching staff, Clayton Randall, head coach, Chris Hedick, John Saylor, Justin Bauman, Justin Karst, Lenny Schroeder, Jeff Yoakum, Colin Heisinger, also Brent Derschel are the coaches. We're going to pause now or take a AgTegra timeout. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative. Let's take two and a half minutes for the national anthem. We'll come back. We'll have kickoff brought to you by MDU in just a few moments right here on KMLO.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRGnews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wall Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wall and Patty Giese, secretary of Von Wall Law Office, LLC, in Selby.
The Sportsman Bar and Grill invites you to dine with them this week for some great specials. This week's specials include loaded nachos, a dollar off hamburger steaks on Friday, and ribeye steaks on Saturday. Then on Sunday, they serve up a delicious breakfast slash lunch buffet until 1 p.m. And that's not all. Watch your favorite sport on one of their TVs and enjoy a build-your-own brat bar and beverage special. Good luck, Wolverines, from the entire staff at the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Akaska.
When it's time to move your livestock, see the crew at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet. You can count on the Bradner Brothers Trucking team to get your livestock to their destination safely and on time. Whether they're short or long distance hauls, and the loads are big or small, Bradner Brothers Trucking is ready to go to work for you. Just call Bradner Brothers Trucking of Harriet, South Dakota, 437-2384. That's 437-2384.
The Super Stop in Harriet is your one-stop shop for gas, diesel, and a whole lot more. Dennis, Wendy, and the gang at the Harriet Super Stop invite you to stop by when you're in the area. You're sure to love their delicious hot stuff pizza, fresh-baked caramel rolls, bars, and cookies. They also feature hot dogs, homemade soups and chili, cappuccino, fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast croissants, many convenience items, and a soft-serve ice cream machine. That's the Super Stop, North Highway 83, Harriet.
Prebook Quality Seed from Seed Solutions now. Partner with a company that offers quality seed knowledge and customer service in the Leola and Roscoe areas. Order now and pay later with great financing available at Seed Solutions, Winsmith, Ray Hybrid, Golden Harvest, and Legend. The Roscoe area, call Gary at 228-1756. That's 228-1756. Or Joel at 281-1000, 281-1000. In the Leola area, call Gary or Joel or Chris at 380-8862. That's 380-8862.
Hey, welcome back here. Before we go any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry Mowbridge. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer.
And welcome back. It is time for the coin toss. They'll toss a coin. We'll find out who's kicking, who's receiving. And an absolutely gorgeous evening for playoff football. You could not pick a better night for this. It is just absolutely gorgeous. It's almost on the warm side. I kind of like a little cooler weather when it comes to the playoffs, but I think there might even be a possibility of a heat timeout tonight somewhere down there. We'll see what happens. Team captains are going to meet at center field. They'll get the specifications, the rules, and everything else like that from the officiating staff. And then we will decide who's going to be kicking off the MDU kickoff coming up in just a short time. While I got a chance here, want a big shout out there to Portland, Oregon. John Begeman is watching online, and we appreciate that. John, we hope to see you back here in Selby or Harriet or next couple of games. Maybe we'll see at the Dome. We'll see what happens. But thank you for being a great fan of KMLO Sports. And your little brother's out there on the field tonight. He is quite an athlete. We're going to have one of those nights, I believe. I understand, and it's unofficial. I've just heard this through rumor. He's 100 yards away from becoming the second leading rusher, career rusher in South Dakota history, 100 yards away. So if he gets 100 yards here tonight, there ought to be a little celebration, maybe a quiet one after the game. Because the mission is to get through the playoffs and get to the state championship game. Harriet Selby area has won the toss. They have deferred, and they'll take the ball in the second half. So with that in mind, right now we're going to take a timeout break and hear from MDU, Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable electric and natural gas service. MDU and its dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live. Just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Well, Harriet Selby area will put a boot on the ball, kick it back deep to the Cowboys. Lemon McIntosh brings their receiving team out. Hunter Friend is the kicker, the biggest guy on the football field, does the kicking. 6'4", 248 pounds. He is going to boot it back deep. Looks like back deep is Andrew Dirk is one of the deep guys. Also back there is Wyatt Shell. It's Wyatt Shell back there. Friend's got it teed up at the 40-yard line, and here we go. Most exciting part of any football game is right before it starts, the kickoff. Score is even at this point. Kick's going to hit the ground. Dirk's going to pick it up at the 10-yard line, get across the 15, now 20, 25, gets to the sideline, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds right close to the 35-yard line, and that's where the Cowboys are going to come out first and 10, across the 35 to about the 36. Cowboys offense comes out there. Sawyer Thompson, the quarterback. He is a junior, 5'11", 202 pounds. In the backfield with him is going to be Andrew Dirk, senior, 5'11", 164 pounds, and Blair Hamm, sophomore, 6', 188 pounds. They're going to go with a spread formation out of the gun, split slot both sides, and Thompson out of the gun. Motion in the backfield, and here's a pitch out on the sweep this time, and it looks like Ham's going to pick up about 4 yards before he's brought down out there.
Ham on the carry.
Looks like Bradford came up, made the stop. Nathan Bradford, 5'8", 171 pound senior. 5 yard pickup, second down and 5. The ball across the 40 to about the 41 yard line. Out of the gun again is Thompson. Split slot both ways. Lone setback in the backfield. Thompson surveys the defense. Now straight drop back, wants to throw the ball over the middle, and he had a man for a moment. It's just thrown behind Dirk and incomplete. Brings up a third down and 5. So the Wolverine defense is hoping for a stop here. Cowboys with a long huddle this time, talking this one over, trying to keep the drive alive. They're going to go trips this time over here on the near side. Lone setback in the backfield, and Thompson out of the gun again. Now motion. Dirk goes from right to left across the way. Now comes back. They're going to hand it off to Dirk. Dirk trying to get outside. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. In fact, ball comes out, but I think he was down. Trevor Gill came in and made the stop. A loss of maybe a half a yard on the play. Fourth down, a long 5 coming up now for the Cowboys. Looks like Cowboys are going to punt this one back deep. Brendan Begeman lines up at about the 25-yard line. Here's the punt. Low line drive kick's going to hit the turf and then picked up on a bounce. Begeman picks it up at about the 20. Now across the 30 down to about the 40-yard line. From the 38, it'll be first and 10 for the Wolverines. Wolverines offense comes out onto the field. Trey Heddick, the quarterback. Mason Vetter, the fullback. And Brendan Begeman, the tailback. 142 carries for 2,083 yards on the season. Darren Connect, watching from California. Zoom in a little bit, he says. Oh, well, I'll try. I formation in the backfield, slot and split on the right side. They're going to go with the handoff, straight ahead running, and here's a load. Begeman, hard to bring down, and he's still carrying Cowboy tacklers. Picks up about 9 yards. He was hit after 5 and carried the Cowboys about 4 more yards.
And Neal.
Maher and Neal up there to make the stop. Second down, they're going to say he was down before I thought he was. It'll be second and 3 coming up. 7 yard pickup for Begeman. Again, Begeman is going to dot the I. Vetter the up back hand. Here comes Heddick. He'll climb in under center. Fakes the handoff. Play action this time. Heddick in trouble. Now throws the ball out there. He's going to just throw it into the Cowboy sideline.
Heddick's pass attempt to kill.
Looked to me like they were trying to set up a screen that time, and the Cowboys were all over it in the backfield in a hurry. So third down and 3 coming up. Tell you, it's kind of a weird feeling being up in the old press box. Two ex-Selby coaches up here, Steve Sawinski and Lenny Schroeder. Brings me back to the old days. I keep waiting for Thorstenson to carry the ball here. Here's motion in the backfield. Going to go with a quick out pass, a little bit in the flat, and a nice first down all the way out across midfield to the 45-yard line.
First down, back by Dirk. First and 10 for the Wolverines at the Cowboys.
Cole Zabel on the reception. He gets the first down. They'll move the chains. Going to have it first and 10 at the Cowboy 45-yard line. Wolverines once again break the huddle. They're going to go with a little spread formation here. Split and slot on the far side. Split out on the near side. Little wing back action, it looks like, almost. Hedick out of the gun. Straight drop back now sets up the screen to Begeman. Begeman with a bubble screen. He makes one guy miss, makes another guy miss. He goes over the top of somebody, and now spinning and turning, he's going to make it to the end zone. Touchdown! Wolverines go in early on here with 9 minutes left in the first quarter on the bubble screen that time. So, Harriet Selby-Erie on the board. And already, it is 6-0. They'll go for the two-point conversion coming up. Yeah. Wolverines are going to spread it out a little bit. Out of the gun is going to be Hedick. Lone setback is Begeman. And they go Wildcat that time. The ball comes loose, though, and they will not get the two-point conversion. And so with that, with 9 minutes left here in the first quarter on your Real Tough Farm Products scoreboard, it is Harriet Selby Area 6, Lemon McIntosh. Nothing. Back in 30 seconds for a kickoff right here on KMLO.
If you're looking for a local company to do your grain hauling, call Horstenson Trucking in Selby. They pride themselves on being professional, on time, and having competitive rates. Horstenson Trucking is also looking for drivers. They have both new and late model equipment running regional and local. Call Austin at 605-850-3852. Plus, drug and alcohol testing is available at a low cost of only $40 per test. Call Shane at 605-520-8600. Horstenson Trucking, Selby, South Dakota.
Well, the Wolverines will get set to kick another one back deep. And I don't know what the holdup is. Oh, there's an injured player down on the play. Can't see a number right now, but it's a Wolverine player. And the coaches are attending to him. It looks like it's Schumacher. One thing I know about Schumachers, they're all tough. You got some weird looks on that one. Well, he's going to have to come off. No weight on one of his foots. Nathan Schumacher, the junior. One of the big ones up front. They'll attend to him on the sideline, and hopefully we'll see him back in there during the game. Right now it doesn't look too promising. So, friend, we'll get ready to kick one back deep again. For the Cowboys back there, it looks like it's going to be White Shell and Andrew Dirk again.
Kicking off again for the Wolverines.
6-0 our score. Harriet Selby Area on top right now.
Shell and Dirk.
See down on the sideline behind the rope, Trevor Begeman is here tonight. He's a mountain of a man. Here comes the kick. It's going to be an end-over-ender and almost muffed there. Jumping on top of it that time was Blair Hamm.
Cowboys are going to have pretty good field position coming out.
7-yard line.
First and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Cowboys bring the offensive unit onto the field. Cowboys break the huddle. They get to the line of scrimmage. Sawyer Thompson will be out of the gun. Trips on over here on the near side. Now motion in the backfield. Thompson straight drop back. Now in trouble. Rolls out to the right side. Finds a man. It's going to be caught and pushed out of bounds immediately that time.
Picklesmeyer.
Hiroshi Picklesmeyer. It's easy for me to say.
First and 10 at the 41.
First and 10. Want to welcome listeners over there in Lemon on KBJM Radio. Mike Schweitzer and the crew, thanks for joining us. First and 10, Cowboys right across the 40 to about the 41-yard line, their own 41. Lone setback in the backfield, split slot both ways. Thompson to pass. He's going to have to roll out right. Now looks downfield. He has a man almost picked off that time. Cole Zabel up there. Got a hand on the football. Broke that one up. Second down and 10 coming up now for the Cowboys. Cowboys with a long huddle here. They're going to talk things over. Looks like they're going to spread it out again. Trips out to the far side. Lone split out over here on the near side. Naked in the backfield is Thompson. Here's a snap. Thompson straight drop back. Now in trouble. He's going to be hit. He's going to be brought down. Blake Friend, one of them up there. And Mason Vetter got in there in a hurry. Big loss on the play. And if you're Coach Anderson right now, this is exactly what you did not want to see. Long third down situation. Third down in a couple of time zones here. All the way back to the 30-yard line. So it's third and 23 coming up now. They're going to go quad out to the far side. Again, Thompson is naked in the backfield. Wolverines come after him. Across the middle, there's a pass. It's tipped and caught. And, boy, I tell you what, Christmas came early. Logan Dresk. Went off of Picklesmeyer's arms right into the hands of Dresk. And that'll make it fourth down and 11. Just about 12 yards on the reception. And they look like they're going to punt. Begeman is back deep. He's going to line up right about the 22-yard line. Here's a snap. Good snap. Ball's up. Nice punt this time. Begeman catches it on the run. Heads towards the far sideline, 30. Now up to the 35, 36-yard line. And that's where he's brought down. That's where the Wolverine offense are going to come out. First and 10. Just about 7 minutes left here in the first quarter. Wolverines leading right now 6-0. Wolverine offense back out on the field. Just when you think you got to stop Begeman every time, you got Trey Hedick, 64, 107, 1,087 yards passing this season. He'll be out of the gun. Split slot over here on the near side. Split slot on the far side as well. Now Begeman goes in motion. Hedick drops back. Now has to run out of pressure, and he's going to be brought down. There's going to be a flag on this one, though. That is a classic horse collar.
Neil on the tackle for the Cowboys. There's a flag on the play.
It is Strange for me to see a flag come out on that because when I played, that was a legal tackle. You could grab somebody by the shoulder pads and bring them down from behind. Nowadays, nope, can't do it. Not only is it illegal, but it's a 15-yard penalty. From the spot of the foul, 15 yards, and boy, they're saying just close enough for a first down. First and 10 as the Wolverines make their way to the line of scrimmage. Out across the 45 to the 46-yard line. I formation in the backfield. Split and slot on the near side. Quick pass. Little bubble screen that time is incomplete. Tried for Darian Barker there. And right in the bad spot. Right in the hands. So second and 10 after the incompletion. On the sideline over here, I see they're still attending to Schumacher on the bench. I don't know if they're doing a retape or what they're doing here. Second and 10 coming up for the Wolverines. Getting the eye package in the backfield, splits both ways. Hedick is going to give it to the first guy through the hole, the fullback that time. And Mason Vetter, who's got 38 carries for 170 yards this season, two touchdowns on the year. He does a five-yard rumble. Cross midfield to the Cowboy 49-yard line. Third down and five coming up for the Wolverines. Wolverines again break the huddle, get to the line of scrimmage. Packing the tight ends this time. One spread on the other side. Eye package in the backfield. Haddock's going to give it up to Begeman. Begeman trying to find a blocker. Cuts it back. He is going to be stopped short of the first down. Picks up maybe 3 yards, but fourth down coming up. Fourth down and just about three, four. So I don't see a punter running out there. Begeman usually does the punting. But right now, Trey Hedick is getting the play from the sideline. So here we go. Fourth and just about four. They're going to go for it now. Spread formation once again. Split slot over here on the near side. Now motion goes to a trips package over here on the near side. Play action this time. Now they look downfield, and the ball is going to be broken up. Great defense that time by the Cowboys. Arius Yelowizzi down there to break that one up, and that'll be turned over on down. Cowboys football, first and 10. Coming out of their own 46-yard line. For a moment there was an open receiver, Trevor Gill, streaking across the middle, but Yellowizer? Yellowizer got up there and made the stop. Cowboys have it first and 10. Getting naked in the backfield is going to be Thompson. Trips package out to the far side. Thompson, straight drop back, wants to throw. Heaves one up there, and it is going to be broken up. And a late flag coming in. Darian Barker on the coverage, and this looks a lot like maybe pass interference here. Well, if we were playing an NFL game, this would be a holding. It's a defensive holding against Harriet Silby area. 10-yard penalty, automatic first down. Well, they called the defensive holding, and then they marked off 15 yards. I don't know. So first and 10, Cowboys just outside the doorstep. Coming out of the Wolverine 37-yard line. Motion in the backfield. Out of the gun again. And this time they're going to hand it off to the big guy, and it's Ham. Ham tries to take it outside, bounce it, and he is brought down in the backfield.
Sackleby Fagelin, Frank, Bradford, loss of one.
Begeman up there to make the stop. It'll be a loss of a yard. Second down and 11 coming up for the Cowboys. Cowboys break the huddle, get to the line of scrimmage. Again, Sawyer Thompson, the quarterback, junior, 5'11", 202 pounds. He's been out of the shotgun most of the night. He's got split slots both ways and a lone setback back there. He throws it over the middle, and it is incomplete.
Brings up
third and 11. So long third down situation for the Cowboys now. Third down and 11 at the Wolverine 41-yard line. Thompson's going to have three wide receivers over here on the near side. One lone wide receiver on the far side. No back in the backfield. Straight drop back. Wants to throw. Looking for a screen over the middle. And it is going to be just a little bit tall for Ham. In and out of his hands. And incomplete. Bringing up fourth down and 11 now. Little laundry out there. If I'd known it was laundry night, I would have brought my socks. Yeah, they picked up the flag. Actually, they called the penalty. It was an offsides penalty declined by the Wolverine bench. So now fourth down and 11. So the Cowboys, this is a part of the field where if you punt it back deep, you're more than likely going to put it on the in the end zone. So this is go-for-it territory. They have a punter out there, though. Harriet Zilby area has not sent anybody back. Wade Grage goes back and watches it bounce. It takes a big Cowboy bounce all the way down to about the 5-yard line where they down it. So a long field for the Wolverines. See where they mark this one. It looks like it was inside the 9-yard line. So first and 10 for the Wolverines coming out of their own 9-yard line. Wolverines went for it on fourth down the last drive and turned it over on downs. Harriet Silvieri comes out with the eye package. Lone split out on the far side. Hedick slides in under center now. Hands it off to Begeman. Begeman finds a hole up the middle. Dives forward for a nice little gain. Five-yard pickup before the Cowboys can bring him down. Andrew Dirk and Emmett Maher come up to make the stop that time for the Cowboys. Second and 5 coming up. Again, a split out on the far side over there. And the eye package behind Hedick. Hedick crawls in under center now. Option, and he's going to pitch it out. Begeman's got clear path. And he's going to cut it back against the grain. He gets wrapped up, but still forward progress has got him down across the 40 to about the 43-yard line. First and 10 for Harriet Selby area. Emin Maher, who's playing left tackle, had to come from behind to make this tackle that time. So move the chains. It is first and 10, Wolverines at their own 44-yard line. Eye package in the backfield, slot on the far side, split out on the near side, and Hedick wants to pass. Throws it over the top, and it is going to be incomplete. Tried for Trevor Gill, just a little bit too tall for him. And second and 10 after the incompletion. .314 left here in the first quarter. Again, Harriet Selby on top, 6-0. Wolverines break the huddle, get to the line of scrimmage. Eye package in the backfield. split out on the far side. Slot split out over here on the near side. And this time it's the option again. Headache turns a corner, buries the ball in his chest, and gets the first down, or close to it. And move the chains. It is a first down and 10. There is a Lemon player down on the play. Emmett Maher, who made the tackle, is slow to get up. Now he's going to make his way to his feet. Maybe rung his bell just a little bit on that play. So he'll make his way to the sideline. Bad news is for Harriet Selby area, it looks like Schumacher is taking his jersey and pads off and might not make it back in there. Well, I thought it was far enough for a first down. With my eagle-eye vision way up here in the skybox, the Jensen Rock and Sand skybox, it looks like the referees are going to bring the chains out and measure.
Did Ethan go in for Emmett?
Boy, they stretched that. It might be just a little bit short. Well, a couple of chain links. That's all it is. So, just about a frog's hair away from a first down. Well, even worse news, Schumacher is going to be removed from the field. They've got a vehicle parked out here in front of the skybox, and they're going to make a trip to a clinic or a hospital. Third down and a frog hair for the Wolverines. Begeman dots the eye. Right in front of him is Venner, and Hedick climbs in under center. Give it off to Begeman. Begeman breaks out. He's off the right side, down the sideline. Got a couple of guys to beat. He is going to go. Touchdown, Wolverines. Harriet Selby area back on the board. A little counter action that time. This one coming with 2:42 left here in the first period. Two-point conversion coming up. Two long touchdowns. And again, Begeman very close to 6,000 yards rushing. Hedick this time with the option. He's going to bury the ball and make his way into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And just like that, on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard, it is Harriet Selby area 14, Lemon McIntosh nothing, and it's time for an AgTegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative. Let's come back in 30 seconds for another kickoff. This is KMLO.
Congratulations, Harriet Selby Wolverines, on a great season from all of us at Selby Medical Clinic and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic. It takes a lot of hard work as a team to accomplish the goals that you set out to achieve. So we here at Selby Medical Clinic are here to get you from one win to the next. Good luck in the game from Clint Perman, physician assistant, and Dr. Emily Bowden at Selby Medical Clinic and our whole team at Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Go Wolverines!
Well, we're just trying to figure out Begeman's rushing yards right now, 82, and it's 14-0. Harriet Selby area on top right now as they get set to kick another one back deep to the Cowboys. Once again, back there is going to be Shell and Dirk. Seems like I've been calling Andrew Dirk's name for 10 years now.
I think he's a three-year starter for the Cowboys. And let me just say, they don't make him much tougher than that. Friend will tee it up and get ready to boot it back deep from the 40-yard line. He's set. Referees are set. I'm set. Let's do a kick. Here it comes, high end over ender. Going to be picked up on a bounce by Shell. Shell out about the 25, and that's just about as much as he's going to get.
Shell on the return.
Nathan Bradford down there in a hurry, like grease lightning, making the tackle. So the Cowboys going to have it first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Cowboys in the huddle right now. They're going to spread it out once again. Split slots both ways. Lone setback in the backfield. And Sawyer Thompson out of the gun. Thompson low snap, picks it up, gets ready to throw across the middle, and it's broken up. That was Caden Saylor getting a big old paw out there and knocking that one out of the air. Second and 10 after the incompletion. 2:35 left here in the first quarter. Again, 14-0. Harriet Selby area on top. Second down and 10 coming up for the Cowboys as they get to the line of scrimmage. Split slot out on the far side, split out on the near side. Lone setback in the backfield. Thompson, little bubble screen this time. It's going to be caught. Not much to run on there. That was Ham with the catch. He puts his head down and picks up a pretty short gain on this one. See where they mark this. 3-yard pickup, third down and 7 coming up. Again, Caden Saylor up there along with Barker, number 12. He's got 24 tackles on the season. And he plays cornerback. It's pretty good nose for the football. Cowboys are going to spread it out once again. Split slot over here on the near side. Split out on the far side. Lone setback in the backfield. Barker, or this time it's going to be Ham with the pass, and it's going to be picked off. Trey Hedick with the pick. So a little trickery that time as the fullback, Blair Ham, does the fullback pass, but right into the hands of Trey Hedick for the INT. So the Wolverine offense, after the turnover, going to come back out onto the field. First and 10, coming out of their own 42-yard line. As they get to the line of scrimmage. Spreading it out a little bit. Begeman will be spun out on the far side. Looks like Gill over here, lone setback, out of the gun, is Hedick. Now Hedick wants to throw one deep. He's got Begeman out there. It's a catch, and Begeman's going to take it to the barn. Touchdown. This one is with 127. Wolverines are back on the board. This one from 58 yards. Little pitch and catch from Hedick to Begeman. Two-point conversion coming up for the Wolverines. Long huddle set this time for the Wolverines. Split slot on the far side, lone setback. This time, Hedick is going to pitch it out to Begeman. Begeman, I don't think he got in. He's short, late pitch that time. So the two-point conversion is no good. And with that in mind, let's take another 30-second AgTegra timeout. We'll be back in 30 with another kickoff. This is KMLO.
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say, I should have cared for them better. McQuillan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McQuillan Swanson Dental. McQuillan Swanson Dental of Mobridge. Healthy smiles for life.
Coming back out of the timeout, 20-0 our score right now. Harriet Selby-Ari on top. And they're going to kick the ball back deep. Again, Friend will have it teed up at the 40-yard line. Coach Randall with some last words of advice for his kicking team as he sends them out there. Once again, it's Shell and Dirk back deep. Friend is waiting for the official to give him the ball. It's like, hey, that's my ball. Give it to me. Potter County right now over Sully Buitt, 6-0. I had a feeling that would be a good game tonight. A little rivalry over there. Down in Oneida tonight. Friend's got it teed up now. Raises his hand. He's ready to put a boot on the ball. High end over end are going to be picked up, and it's going to be squibbed, actually. And Shell kind of muffs that off his leg, and he has to jump on it. Cowboys are going to have it first and 10 right around their own 25-yard line. Cowboy offense comes out onto the field. Sawyer Thompson, the quarterback. Hale direct his offensive line up towards the line of scrimmage. Lone setback in the backfield, split slot both ways. Spread formation, they've been in this pretty much all night. Now motion in the backfield as Dirk goes from left to right. They want to throw the ball deep and had a receiver for a moment, but just a little bit overthrown. Picklesmeyer was the intended receiver, and unless you're running a 4-flat 40, you're not going to catch up to that one, which I used to run in high school. You guys didn't know that, did you? Centimeters. 40 centimeters and 4-flat. I can always count on Coach Sawinski to give me support. He's the guy. Second and 10 after the incompletion. Split slot both ways once again. Lone setback in the backfield. Thompson sends motion. Dirk going from left to right this time. Now they're going to pitch it out to Ham. Ham trying to get outside, and he's going to be brought down after a short gain. Boy, I tell you what, there's Caden Saylor again up there to make the stop. Leading the way for this Wolverine defense. Had it came up there after Saylor had it pretty much taken care of. But, you know, if you're going to catch the fish, I'm going to clean and fry it. Third down and just about six. We'll say long five, short six. Coming up. Taking their time to get to the line of scrimmage. Split slot again both ways. Out of the gun. Thompson. Thompson wants to throw, and he's under pressure. Has to roll out right. Now looking for the sideline. He's going to step out of bounds. Short of the first down. See where they mark this one.
About 5 yards on it. Probably brings up fourth and a short one.
Fourth down and one coming up. Now a decision for Coach Anderson. Fourth and short. Go for it here, or are they going to bring the chains out? They are going to bring the chains out, measure this one up. Well, I don't know what they're doing. They're waving at somebody. Looks like a traffic cop over here in front of the Wolverine sideline. You stop, you go. Is it close enough for a measurement? Well, we'll just have to see what they say here. Fourth and short. Nope, they're bringing the chains out. They're going to stretch them. Real close. They already moved the ball. Well, these aren't the highest paid officials in the state for nothing, folks. Yeah. You know, now it depends on the second spot. Well, they stretch it out. It's short. We're going to blame it on the guy that painted the field. That's what we do up here in Selby.
Fourth and inches for the Cowboys.
Fourth down in a frog here. Now try to get the chain gang off the field before the offense gets to the line of scrimmage. Still waiting for the chain gang to get off there. All right. Fourth down and very, very short. See if Thompson comes in under center this time. Maybe Cadence here tried to draw him offside. So I hope he's going to take it himself. And let's see where they mark this one. Looks like it's going to be good for a first down. That's Thompson. He just dove forward behind the line and picks up the first down. So the Cowboy drive is still alive. First and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Tell you what, they're not going to get a playoff before the end of the first quarter. 10 seconds here. Tell you what, if there's one quarter of play on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard, it is Harriet Selby area 20, Lemon McIntosh nothing. Let's take a 1 minute AgTegra timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute with a second quarter right here on KMLO.
Farming and ranching is the backbone of our local economy, and like any business, it comes with risk. Federal crop insurance products were developed and continue to evolve to help farmers and ranchers manage weather risks. Marinville Insurance has been delivering the federal crop insurance programs as well as company-specific products since they became available. Let us help you wade through the options and make good decisions on products that make sense for your operation. Stop by our local office, visit our website at marinville.com, or call us to set up a visit. Marinville Insurance is a proud sponsor of area athletics.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit HarrietLivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
Yeah. Coming out of the quarter break, let's tell you that the timeouts tonight are brought to you by AgTegra. And I got to pull the clipboard up where I can see. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. So the Cowboys, after completing their fourth down in inches, have a first and 10. And they are going to be coming out of their own 35-yard line.
First
they break the huddle, get to the line of scrimmage. Once again, I think Thompson's going to go out of the shotgun. He does. Four ride now, everybody in motion. It's Dirk in motion.
Thompson wants to throw under pressure, has to roll out, throws it up, and it's going to be complete. And catch made. I'm trying to pick out a number over there. Trevor Ellingson. Nine-yard pickup. Saylor came up to make the stop, but it's second and one coming up. Long huddle this time. If you look back at the back judge, he starts waving his hand. You got to get the snap out. Second and one as the Cowboys get to the line of scrimmage. Trips package out there on the far side. Again, Thompson out of the gun. Motion again. And handoff this time is going to be good enough for a first down, and that is Blair Hamm.
Good enough for a first down.
Well, tell you what, they were almost going to bring the chains out once again. There's a great optometrist right over in Mobridge. First and 10 for the Cowboys. Right across the 45 to the 46-yard line. 20-0 our score right now. Harriet Selby area on top. 10:35 left here in the first half. Split slot both ways. Thompson out of the gun. Lone setback back there. Now Thompson goes over the middle to Dirk. Dirk hangs on. Somehow hangs on. Just as soon as he caught the ball, he was smacked. And he hangs on to it. And the Cowboys with a big play here. 20 yards on the pickup. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Cowboys at the Wolverine 35-yard line. Cowboys putting a drive together here early in the second quarter. Trips package over here. No, quads right over here on the near side. And all by himself, Thompson wants to throw, and he throws the opposite side to Hamm. Hamm is going to get out of one tackle, go down the sideline, and he is going to make it pay dirt. Touchdown, Cowboys. This one early in the second quarter. This one with 9:41 left here in the second quarter. So Cowboys will line up PAT or two-point conversion. Two-point conversion is the choice. Thompson in the gun, motion in the backfield. Now they're going to pitch it out, and Hamm is left out to dry. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. And so Lemon McIntosh gets on the board. 20-6 our score. And it's the Harriet Selby area Wolverines on top of Lemon McIntosh. Kickoff coming for the first time. Harriet Selby area is going to return a kickoff right here. This is KMLO.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
You guys ready for the game?
All right. Well, management told me they weren't paying me for pep talks, so I'm going to stop now.
You know that place between saving money and sacrificing quality?
We are so there.
What's the point of saving money if you get lousy results, especially when it comes to car insurance? State Farm can give you the right amount of coverage, plus with discounts up to 40%. You'll like how much you can save. State Farm is there.
See State Farm agent Doug Heil in Mobridge or call 845-3603.
Discounts may vary 5 to 40% state to state.
Yeah!
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Congratulations to the Harriet Selby Wolverines football team from the team at Walworth County Care Center in Selby. If you're looking to join a winning team, look no further than the Walworth County Care Center. They offer retirement, health and life insurance, paid vacation, pickup shift incentives, and more. They have full-time and part-time positions, RNs, LPNs, CMAs, and CNA positions. They will also train and test on-site for CMAs and CNAs. To apply or for more information, call 605-649-7663 or visit their Facebook page.
Four left here in the second quarter, 20-6 our score. Harriet Selby area on top, 11 McIntosh. First and 10 for the Wolverines. Again, nice return that time by Gill. Officials are conferring right around the ball. I don't know. I don't see any laundry out there. Oh, they have a cowboy injury that they're attending to. I see. So the Wolverines will make their way to the line of scrimmage. Split slot on the far side. Split slot on the near side. A little spread formation out of the gun this time. And the pitch is going to go to Gill. Gill gets a nice block up front and turns a corner. And he's going to pick up 5 yards the old-fashioned way. He earned every step of that one. Picklesmeyer up there to make the stop. Boy, I tell you what. After the initial hit, Gill gets about four more. It's a second down and two coming up. Again, the Wolverines get to the line of scrimmage. Split slot on the far side. Out of the gun this time is going to be headache. High snap. Going to give it off on a little bit of a draw this time. And Begeman has nothing but open field in front of him. And he is going to race to the touchdown. Well, Brendan Begeman is well over 100 yards now on the ground. That's a 54-yard touchdown. 8:42 on the clock here in the first half. So if my calculations are right, Begeman now over 6,000 career yards. Makes him second all-time amongst running backs in the state of South Dakota. Incomplete on the two-point conversion. They tried a quick slant. Yeah, well, nice job up front. And I tell you what, when Brendan gets back to the huddle, he ought to tap all those linemen on the top of the helmet and say, well, way to go. We were just talking. I think we could have ran through that hole. 26-6 our score. It's Harriet Selby area on top. 11 McIntosh, 8:42 until halftime. We'll be back in just about 30 seconds right here on KMLO.
This is Casey Perman from Mobridge Livestock, a proud sponsor of this game. We appreciate all of our customers we're able to do business with throughout the year. We are proud to be able to sell some of the best cattle in the United States and are gracious to the cattlemen that raise them. We have regular sales every Thursday and special sales in season. For information, go to MobridgeLivestock.com. Call 1-800-658-3598. Good luck in tonight's game from the crew at Mobridge Livestock.
Coming back out of the break, we're going to pause right now for 10 seconds for station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry, Mobridge. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer.
And as I said, Brendan Begeman tonight has hit a career milestone. Second all-time rusher in the state. 26-6, our score. And, well, with that, Blake Friend is going to put a boot on the ball. Short kick this time, going to be picked up on a bounce, and actually it's going to go out of bounds. Ham was right there and just saw the sideline and said, oh, well, just watch it go out. So the Cowboys will come out first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Just found out that Emmett Maher not able to strap it on tonight because concussion protocol. That's a big loss for this Cowboy team. Thompson going to come out of the gun again. He's got split slot both ways. Takes a snap, straight drop back, under pressure now. He's going to be wrapped up. Ball comes loose, and the Wolverines are going to jump on it, and Harriet Silbieri is going to have the ball. There's Gill right there. No, actually, Nathan Bradford jumped on the ball for the Wolverines. So Coach Anderson saying this is exactly what I did not want to happen. Wolverine offense, short rest. They're going to come out on the field and have it in very good field position. Right about the 26-yard line, first and 10 at the Cowboy 26. Wolverines at the line of scrimmage, splits both ways, lone setback in the backfield, and out of the gun this time is going to be Hedick. Hedick wants to pass, looks deep into the end zone, and it's caught. Touchdown, Wolverines! Begeman with the catch.
26-yard touchdown pass from Hedick to Bradley Begeman on the end zone. Touchdown.
What a catch. That one, 26, 36. 26-yard pitch and catch. Begeman with an outstanding catch. Jumped up in midair and snagged that one out. Begeman will dot the I here. Going to hand it off to him. He's going to put his nose in the end zone for the two-point conversion, and it's good. And right now, it is Harriet Silbieri, 34, Lemon McIntosh, 6, with 8:28 left here in the first half. We are coming back in 30 seconds with a kickoff right here on KMLO and KBJM.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Well, I just got the comparison up here in the skybox, in the Jensen Rock and Sand skybox. It's like a video game. It's like watching Madden play against Little League team sometimes. That's just how good an athlete Begeman is. And if you ask John or Trevor, any of the Begemans are going to say, it's because of me. It's because I gave him all the talent. Right now, it's all about Hunter Friend trying to get one back deep. Looks like Shell and Dirk back there once again.
Shell deep again. Friend kicking off.
Friend puts a boot on the ball. Low line drive. Going to be picked up on a bounce. This time by Dirk. Dirk trying to take it outside, and he's going to be caught and brought down.
That's a light Thompson.
See where they mark this one. I think it's going to be close to the... ...26-yard line is where they're going to put it down. First and 10 for the Cowboys. Again, if you're just joining us here, 34-6 right now. 8:28 left here in the first half. Second quarter action from Selby. First round, 9B playoffs. Split slot on the far side. Split out here on the near side. And they're going to go with a little flat pass this time to Ham. And Ham was smothered right away. John Begeman just texted me and said it was Wade. It was Wade that gave Brendan all the talent. Loss of about four in a play. Second down and 14 coming up. Long huddle this time. They got a lot to talk about here. The right play. They need the right play right now. Cowboys come out, split slot both ways. Again, Thompson's been out of the gun all night. Motion again, Dirk. And the halfback pass once again. And I tell you what, the defenders didn't turn around that time. Late flag coming in. Referees will talk this one over, and pass interference against Harriet Selby area. Puts the ball all the way across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. First and 10 for Cowboys. They got it on the penalty. So another long huddle. The Cowboys break it and get to the line of scrimmage. Trips package out on the far side. Out of the gun is Thompson. Motion now in the backfield as Dirk goes from left to right. Now turns around, goes back the other way. Thompson going to keep it this time himself. He's going to get hit at the line of scrimmage. Maybe powers forward for a yard. Two-yard pickup, second down and 8 coming up. Split slot both ways once again. Lone setback is Ham. Now Dirk again in motion. This time they're going to go and the end around. Fumble on the play. And they're going to give it to the Wolverines. So Harriet Selby area, after a couple of turnovers, is going to have very good field position.
First and 10 for the Wolverines at the 37-yard line.
So the Wolverines are going to come out and have it first and 10. Wolverines get to the line of scrimmage. Spread it out a little bit, split both ways, and Hedick's going to go out of the gun. Lone setback in the backfield. Hedick wants to throw, looks out on the flat there, trying to find Gill just a little bit behind him. And incomplete, second down and 10 coming up. 39-0 our score over in Aberdeen tonight. Mobridge Pollock and Aberdeen Ron Colley. Ron Colley with the lead right now over Mobridge Pollock. Second and 10. I package this time behind Hedick. Hedick's going to give it to the first guy through, and that is Vetter. And Vetter gets hit at the line of scrimmage and tries to power forward for a first down, but just going to pick up a couple of yards. Third down and 8 coming up. Long third down situation for the Wolverines. Hedick gets the play from the sideline, brings it out to the line of scrimmage. Man, here they come to the line of scrimmage. Split slot over on the far side. Little power eye motion there in the back. Now it's going to be snapped to Hedick. Hedick is going to go with an inside handoff this time and a big hole. Begeman is going to be very close to first down yardage. Might be just short.
Fourth and one.
Fourth down and a very short one. Wolverines right to the line of scrimmage, playing with a little tempo now. Begeman dots the eye. Slot on the near side. Now they're going to have it off to Vetter, and Vetter powers forward for the first down. So first and 10, and the Wolverines will move the sticks just outside the doorstep to about the 25-yard line of the Cowboys, first and 10. 4:37 left here in the first half. 34-6 our score right now.
All right, we got
split slot over on the far side. Split out on the near side. Begeman, the lone setback in the backfield. Hedick out of the gun. Takes a snap, steps out of a little pressure, throws it downfield. Touchdown, Wolverines. Trevor Gill this time with the reception. .406 left here in the first half. Two-point conversion coming up for the Wolverines. I formation behind Hedick. Split and slot on the near side. Hedick is going to give it right up the middle, and Begeman's going to dance in for the two-point conversion. And it's 42-6. Harriet Selby area on top of Lemon McIntosh. We'll be back in 30 seconds with another kickoff right here on KMLO and KBJM.
If you're looking for a local company to do your grain hauling, call Horstenson Trucking in Selby. They pride themselves on being professional, on time, and having competitive rates. Horstenson Trucking is also looking for drivers. They have both new and late model equipment running regional and local. Call Austin at 605-850-3852. Plus, drug and alcohol testing is available at a low cost of only $40 per test. Call Shane at 605-520-8600. Horstenson Trucking, Selby, South Dakota.
Well, coming out of the AgTegra timeout, AgTegra. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. So once again, friend will take that weary leg out there and kick it back deep. Once again for Lemon, it looks like Dirk and Shell are back deep. Just about 4 minutes left here in the first half. 42-6. Harriet Selby area on top. Friend has it teed up from the 40-yard line. Waiting for the whistle. There it is. And here comes the kick. Low line drive kick going to be picked up after a couple of bounces by Dirk. Dirk trying to find a lane and is going to slip one tackle. And now there's going to be a flag out there late. Usually when a flag is thrown behind the return man, it's a block in the back. We'll see what the call is here. Exactly what I thought. You'd think that I'd seen this game a couple of times before. See where they set this one. It's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. It's going to put the Cowboys back against the wall. Right about the 13-yard line. First and 10 for the Cowboys. Stick around at halftime. We'll see if we can't look up some of the scores. There was an upset brewing earlier. Potter County had the lead over Sully Buttes early. Here's a snap, and they go with the jet sweep this time. And Dirk, good head of steam. He's going to pick up some nice positive yards before he's pushed out of bounds. Picks up four, second down and six coming up.
Fourth out of bounds, gain of four.
Cowboys with a second down coming up. Long huddle. They have a lot to talk about in that hole. A little bit better mark than I thought. It's actually second and six coming up. Thompson wants to pass. Straight drop back. Looks over the middle and incomplete.
Thompson pass attempt to Shell.
Trying to find Shell right across the middle on a slant pattern. And I think Shell went right behind the official, the back judge back there. And didn't see the ball come by the back judge or the umpire. So can they throw a flag on themselves? Pass interference on the umpire. Third down and six. Cowboys are going to stack them up. Quad set over here on the near side. Thompson looks to pass. Now has to roll out right under pressure. Throws one downfield, and it is going to be knocked away. And Hedick put a big old paw on that one, knocked it out of the air, and it's incomplete. Fourth down and six coming up. Cowboys, a little bit of a decision to make here. They're backed up pretty deep. You would think this would be a punt situation, but maybe a little quick offense. Begeman is going to line up at around the 50-yard line and await the punt. Cowboys get set and ready. Here's the snap, handled, and a boot on the ball, and it's coming right towards us. So it'll go out of bounds or be downed, actually, right on the Cowboy 40-yard line. 3:28 left here in the first half, and the Wolverines are going to come out on offense, have the ball first and 10. From their own 40-yard line. Well, a timeout on the field. And again, timeouts are brought to you by AgTegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. Let's take 30 seconds. And we'll be back with more football right here on KMLO and KBJM.
At the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, our team is dedicated to the traditions of service. We offer a wide array of products to accommodate all your financial needs, including checking and savings accounts, CDs, IRAs, loans, debit cards, credit cards, a 24-hour ATM, and online banking. Make sure to check out our special notices in your monthly bank statements. We are the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, member FDIC. Proud to serve you and proud to support the Wolverines.
Well, just about 3 minutes, 28 seconds left in the first half. And right now it is a 42-6 football game in favor of Harriet Selby area. And the Wolverines still at timeout.
First and 10 for the Wolverines at the 40-yard line.
Wolverines come out on the field. They're going to have out of the gun, split slot both ways. And they're going to set up the screen, the middle screen this time. Big, big opening, and Barker is going to have the first down and then some.
First down, Wolverines. The number first down.
Barker's got 18 receptions on the season for almost 200 yards. That'll pad his stats right there.
21 yards, first and 10 at the 19-yard line.
First and 10 from the Cowboy 19-yard line. Split slot both ways, and Begeman, the lone setback. Headache will go out of the gun. Takes a snap. Looks right, now goes over the middle. He's got a man open, and there's a touchdown, Wolverines.
18-yard touchdown pass from Headache to Barker for the Wolverines.
There's Barker again. With 2:55 left until halftime. Shotgun again, lone setback, low snap. Hedick is trying to scramble to pick it up off the ground, and the 2-point conversion will not go. 48-6, Harriet Selby area on top of Lemon McIntosh, and we'll be back in 30 seconds with another kickoff right here on KMLO and KBJM.
Congratulations, Harriet Selby Wolverines, on a great season from all of us at Selby Medical Clinic and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic. It takes a lot of hard work as a team to accomplish the goals that you set out to achieve. So we here at Selby Medical Clinic are here to get you from one win to the next. Good luck in the game from Clint Perman, physician assistant, and Dr. Emily Bowden at Selby Medical Clinic and our whole team at Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Go Wolverines!
Well, just about 2:55 left here in the first half. And Wolverines built up a pretty big lead right now. 42-point lead. 48-6 our score. Wolverines again will get set to kick one back deep. Blake Friend, or not Blake Friend. Did I just say Blake Friend? Oh, see, that's what you get for not coming around for so many years. Hunter Friend will do the kicking. He's got the tiredest leg out here right now. Got it teed up at the 40-yard line again. Back deep for the Cowboys is going to be Shell and Dirk. Low line drive kick, going to take a couple of bounces, picked up by Shell this time. Shell is going to be knocked down after a short return.
First and 10.
Looks like they're going to have it right across the 30 to their own 31-yard line. First and 10, Cowboys. Cowboys get to the huddle. Now make their way to the line of scrimmage with split and slot on the far side, split and slot on the near side as well. lone setback in the backfield, and Thompson out of the gun takes a snap, now wants to pass. He's, oh, and there's a blitz on, and he is down. That's Begeman right there. Brendan Begeman came from the outside in a hurry. Huge loss. Second down, and they got to get to a different continent for a first down. Second and 20.
I know.
Split slot both ways once again. And once again, Thompson out of the gun. Lone setback back there is Ham. This time Thompson is just going to run it forward and picks up about 5 yards before he's brought down.
Thompson on the carry, tackle by Bradford.
Third down and 15. Five foot eight, 171 pound senior. Nathan Bradford playing like a Brahma bull tonight. Cowboys with a long huddle here. Trips package goes out to the far side. Out of the gun now, motion in the backfield by Dirk. Low snap. Thompson wants to throw. He's under pressure, and he's going to throw it to nobody. Incomplete, so that brings up fourth down, and I'd say around 16. Begeman is going to line up just about the 50-yard line. Cowboys look like they're going to punt it away. Sansala, the punter for the Cowboys. And it's a low line drive punt, and it's going to die like a dog right across the 50 to the Wolverines' 47-yard line. And that's where the Wolverines are going to have it first and 10 from their own 47. Wolverine offense comes out onto the field. Heddick guides him up to the line of scrimmage. Trey Heddick, the 6 foot, 295 pound senior quarterback, has a trips package over here. Going to run the option. Now is going to tuck it and run. Short gain. Good defense that time by the Cowboys. So, generous mark that time. They're going to give him about 3 yards. Second down and 7. The ball right on top of the midfield line. Timeout called by the Wolverine bench. It's time for an AgTegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. Let's take 30 seconds. Come right back. This is KMLO and KBJM.
With low margins, cutting costs is the key to profitability. Saturday, March 4th, Lazy TV Ranch will be selling Angus and Belancer bulls. Bulls are efficiency tested, affordably priced, and easy to handle. Bred for rancher profitability, these bulls will fire more fertility, better feed conversion, and better longevity. Be in the seats on March 4th, 2023 at the ranch west of Selby. They offer free keep and volume discounts and a complete satisfaction guarantee. Check out their website, BelancerBulls.com, or follow them on Facebook.
Well, it's second down and 7 coming up for the Wolverines. They've got the ball at the midfield mark, and they come to the line of scrimmage with a trips package over here on the near side. And this time they're going to give it off right up the middle is Begeman. Begeman trying to break one loose there. Gets brought down by the shoelaces. And they'll get right back to the line of scrimmage. As soon as they move the chains, the clock will start with 37 seconds. And they let them snap the ball. They hadn't stopped the chains yet. So officials are having a devil of a night tonight. Now they can get up there and spike the ball and stop the clock. 35 seconds now on the clock. Wolverines will hit the huddle. Coach Randall gives the Hedick to play from the sideline. Hedick gets it, gets to the huddle, and here we go. Begeman will be in the backfield right next to Hedick. Split and dual slot over here on the near side. Hedick takes a snap. Wants to throw. Looking deep. He's got Gill, and Gill is going to run it in there for a touchdown. Trevor Gill, 44 yards on that one. And the Wolverine offense got the long play game going tonight.
Cowboy down over there.
Cowboys helping one of their players out. Getting the right personnel out there now. And so long huddle here for the Wolverines. Eye package in the backfield. Hedick will climb in under center now. Hands it off to Begeman. Begeman finds daylight. A hole big enough I could have ran through. And he'll put it in there. And with that, it is now Harriet Selby area 56. And Lemon McIntosh, 6, with just 26 seconds left here in the first half. We are going to take it back to the studio for a timeout, AgTegra timeout. We'll come back with another kickoff right here on KMLO and KBJM.
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say I should have cared for them better. McClellan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McClellan Swanson Dental. McClellan Swanson Dental of Mobridge. Healthy smiles for life.
It's game time, and Shorty's One Stop wishes the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that Wanda and the staff support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your game with hustle, and remember, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. Shorty's has your favorite candy bar, salty snacks, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours. We'll get you there. So save me a seat. And remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Well, 56-6 our score right now. 26 seconds left on the clock. Unless the Cowboys get the ball in the end zone, South Dakota High School Activities Association mercy rule will come into effect. And the Wolverines will get the first round victory in mercy rule fashion. The ball is going to stay in bounds, and it's going to be picked up by the Wolverines. They thought the ball went out of bounds. Lord! They watched it like it was headed out of bounds and ran away from it. And I tell you what, right there, Wade Graves, the junior, picks it up on the run and pokes it in the end zone. I missed that one on film. I am so sorry. I was just amazed that they were going to watch that one not go out of bounds. How about that? 62 now to 6.
Yep, you cannot advance
that. Oh, there you go. All right. It's not, you can't pick that up on a dead ball. And so Wade Grage doing his touchdown dance back there. It's going to come back. So, Harriet Selvieri, where are they going to mark this one? That'll be first and goal at about the 7-yard line. Wolverines, all they got to do is take a knee. The clock will run out. Your final score on your Real Tough Farm Products scoreboard. It is the Wolverines 56 and the Lemon McIntosh Cowboys 6. We are going to take a 2-minute timeout, come back in just a few moments. We'll go through the scoring drives and pick our Venture Communications player of the game. We'll be back in 2 minutes. This is KMLO and KBJM.
Farming and ranching is the backbone of our local economy, and like any business, it comes with risk. Federal crop insurance products were developed and continue to evolve to help farmers and ranchers manage weather risks. Marinville Insurance has been delivering the federal crop insurance programs as well as company-specific products since they became available. Let us help you wade through the options and make good decisions on products that make sense for your operation. Stop by our local office, visit our website at marinville.com, or call us to set up a visit. Marinville Insurance is a proud sponsor of area athletics.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit HarrietLivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment that's proven for over a century. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile. Hay tools backed by a 2-year warranty. Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. And productive SSV skid steers. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get all of your Kubota products at Automotive Company of Isabel or Linsco Implement in Mobridge.
Hey, welcome back here. Well, it's a final. It's a Mercy Rule final, 56-6, the final score. Unofficially, we have Brendan, John, one of them tonight, 7 carries for 145 yards, roughly. All right. Well, I tell you what, that is outstanding. So who will the Wolverines be playing next week? Well, you're just going to have to tune in and find out, because I'm going to go through some scores in the 9B. And let's see. 9B tonight. Well, we know this one. 56-6, the final. Avon defeats Falkton Area 66-48. Potter County into the first half, 12-6 over Sully Buttes. You know, a lot of people were just counting Potter County out. I know Potter County, they play well in the playoffs. They really step it up for some reason. Now, that's the starting the fourth quarter, 12-6 Potter County over Sully Buttes. Of course, Castickney losing right now with 6 minutes left in the third quarter, 33-24 to Irene Wakanda. A Hitchcock-Tulare big win over Jones County, 50-0 there. Del Rapids St. Mary's with just about 5 minutes left in the fourth, 28-20 over Faith. Faith is another team that plays really well in the playoffs. Kadoka area big over New Underwood, 60-6 there. Final, 42-0. DeSmit over Cologne with about 9 minutes left in that ball game. And so it'll be interesting. We'll see. The big matchup next Thursday with Harriet Selby area. They will be in Harriet. We'll be there live here on KMLO with the live coverage. We want to say thank you to those folks over in the Lemon area who joined us on KBJM radio. And if you want to stick around, I'm going to give the scoring drives. But if not, thanks again, Mike and the crew over there at KBJM. So we will be back in just about 30 seconds, and we will name our Venture Communications player of the game. Let's hear right now from Venture Communications.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 24th. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Bears head to Gillette Stadium to take on the Patriots at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for high-def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
You know, it's really hard not to give a guy who just went second all-time rushing career yards the player of the game. And I imagine he's got enough right now to make a couple of quilts. But Brendan Begeman is our Venture Communications player of the game. And the big play of the game, well, that happened really early. And it was Begeman. His first touchdown was 45 yards and a hole big enough. You could give the player of the game to the entire front line for Harriet Selby area tonight. But Begeman went 45 yards on the touchdown. He also had a 47-yard touchdown. He had a 58-yard catch for a touchdown. Another 54-yard touchdown run. A 26-yard catch for a touchdown. And then Gill had a couple of touchdowns as well, one from 25 and one from 49. And then also Barker had one from Headick, a 19-yarder. 56-6, the final score. And we have a lot of people that made sure that we were on the air tonight. So if you get a chance next week, stop downtown and say thank you to your sponsors. The player of the game was brought to you by Venture Communications. The scoreboard tonight brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Final once again, 56-6. Harriet Selby area with the win. The video sports sponsors are CHS River Plains and Camby's Pass. The video scoreboard sponsor was Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to keep your eyes on the road, not on your phone. The big play of the game brought to you by Family Dental Appear in Gettysburg. Also the in-game sponsors tonight, Harriet Concrete, Thorstenson's Lazy TV Ranch, Bradner Brothers Trucking, Walworth County Care Center, Harriet Superstop, Mobridge Livestock, Seed Solutions of Roscoe, McClellan Swanson Dental Office, Shorty's One Stop of Selby, Marinbeal Insurance of Selby, Camwall Electric, Sportsman's Bar and Grill, State Farm Insurance Agent Doug Heil, Von Wald Law Office, Uptown Market, Lenscove Implement, Harriet Livestock, Selby Medical Clinic, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, Thorstenson Trucking of Selby and Bank West. The timeout's brought to you by AgTegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farmer's earnings potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative. Kickoff tonight brought to you by MDU, Montana Dakota Utilities in the community to serve. The Law on the Field was brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, and the starting lineup brought to you by Campbell County Election Collision, that is, and the Keys to Success brought to you by CH River Plains. For Daniel back at the studio, I'm Andy Hsu. Good night.